Memorial Day marks the beginning of summer, so that means there's going to be a lot of people out there on their motorcycles. And joining us from Cycle Trader Magazine is Philip Billups, and yes, that is his name. And Philip is one of the people who reviews these cycles. He looks out there, and most importantly, you are involved in motorcycle safety. So tell us what we need to be aware of if we don't ride a motorcycle, and there are people out there who do.
Well, I think if you don't ride, you know, obviously, keeping an eye out, making sure you're checking your mirrors all the time, every time, making sure that, you know, you're looking for that headlight that may just be a single headlight for sure, for sure. So if you're not riding, but if you are riding, one of the top considerations is definitely safety, right? It's always crucial to wear protective gear, helmets, jackets, gloves, you know, definitely can reduce any injury in case you do get into a situation. Investing in a good, well-fitting jacket and a nice DOT-approved, Department of Transportation-approved helmet is just massive, right? And then also, staying visible to those other motorists, like I mentioned earlier, you know, asking for folks who are in cars to keep their eyes out. It's also incumbent on the rider, right, to make sure that you're wearing something bright and reflective, using your headlights, adhering to traffic laws, paying close attention to road conditions, and, you know, ensuring you ride within your skill level, right? If you're a starter, don't ride too fast, don't take curves too quick, and, you know, just being vigilant and smart and prepared is the key to a safe riding experience.
Well, sometimes I've talked with people and they are concerned because they feel that some people on their cycles take a lot of chances, particularly on the interstate. They're kind of swerving in and out of traffic and at a high rate of speed. Drivers in cars and trucks don't always see them quickly.
Yeah. And, you know, well, you're kind of increasing your odds of being in a bad situation on a motorcycle if you just aren't behaving, to be honest with you, right? I think that when it comes to riding, you have to be responsible for your safety as much as you want somebody else in a car to be responsible for safety. And hey, let's be honest, now we got this smartphone thing, right? And we also have all these cars with screens. So you have to be even more vigilant in making sure that you don't take chances and do anything that, you know, would put you in a situation where, hey, look, if you're going too fast and you're speeding up on somebody that's getting ready to merge into a different lane, well, you know, you're kind of putting yourself at a disadvantage and you're actually kind of putting them at a disadvantage at seeing you.
Philip, I know you're a third generation rider. I'm going to ask you a question, and it's controversial among a lot of cycle riders, and that is, why do a lot of them not want to wear helmets?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. I've tried it one time in my life. You know, like you said, third generation. I've been riding about 10 years myself. And, you know, close to us, I believe it's South Carolina, that's close to me. I'm here in Virginia. And they allow you to ride without a helmet. And it felt so strange. And I think it's one of those where some people just like to take chances. And, you know, the reality is, there are so many different helmet styles these days that if you don't want something big and bulky, you can find something small. So I think it boils down to, do you just like to take chances? And I'm a bald-headed guy, so I don't have any hair, any wind blow through my hair. But yeah, a helmet is key. You got to wear a helmet.
What's the most exciting part for you when you get on your bike?
You know, I've got a Harley, ride a 2010 off 48. And honestly, these days, finishing a work day and just taking a ride, it clears your mind and it keeps you sharp. Right. As we've been talking about safety and being attentive, when you're riding, you have to have your eyes on the road, looking at what everybody's doing. You can be relaxed in doing that, but it does kind of get you going. Right. It's a freedom that's there. And then also, again, being very attentive and understanding what's going around you. And sometimes I like to ride with my friends. Right. That's also exciting and fun, too. Where I'm located, the beach is about 30 minutes away. And then I've also got some country roads. So for me, the exciting part at this stage in riding is being able to clear my mind and just enjoy something that's fun and just not sitting behind a steering wheel.
Well, I know you got a couple of young kids. Do you ever take them out?
Not yet. They're a little too young. You know, my daughter is 5. My son is 9 now. In the garage, they love to sit on it, which used to not be the case. You know, we got a Harley. It's got a couple mods to it. So it's a little loud, but it's kind of loud for a reason. Right. And also make sure that riders can not only see me, but also hear me. But they're getting there. You know, my father rides. My grandfather no longer with us. We've got his old bike. So my son is taking a seat on all of them and he's ridden around the yard with my dad. So there may be some future riders. But right now, they're just a little young.
Well, Philip Billups from Cycle Trader Magazine, thank you so much for joining us today and safe riding to you, sir.
Thank you, Libby.